One way to contribute to the failure of your plans is to ask nobody for advice. In Proverbs 11 and verse 14, we're told, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Now, the context seems to be one in which there's going to be a measure of government or direction being provided by somebody for others. There's some sort of oversight, perhaps, that is taking place here. And where somebody makes plans and proceeds without taking any advice from anybody else, there is a consequence of the people coming to ruin. Things fail. The plan doesn't come to fruition, or some part of it breaks down, and the outcome is destructive rather than constructive. But by contrast, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety, there is salvation, there is a good and a happy and a safe outcome. Now, what does that actually mean? Well, it doesn't mean that every time you do everything, you cannot proceed until you've at least asked a certain number of people. But where there are substantial and careful plans being made, it is wise and it is helpful to seek advice. Now, the multitude of counselors, what does that mean? Well, for some people, it seems to mean I'll just keep asking other people whether or not they like my idea until I find someone who agrees with me and says that they like it. That's not actually seeking advice from a multitude of counselors. Other people will only ask either their friends or other people who they think are likely to agree with them, and then they say that they've got a multitude of counselors, all of them agreeing and having compared and contrasted, everybody that they know is on side. This is talking about finding wise men, wise women, we might extend it, wise people who are going to speak faithfully, honestly, and clearly. People who are equipped to make the assessments and the judgments and are ready to deliver the insights and the verdicts that we need in order to be able to make good progress. It's true in the things of this world. If we're setting out on a particular plan, if we've got a particular goal in mind, if we're setting out on a week of work or a project as a whole, it's wise for us to go to the wise, to go to the well-equipped and insightful, the people with experience and good judgment, the people with a track record of faithfulness and honesty and integrity and competence, to say, "What do you think of the plan that I have?" It's especially wise if that plan or purpose that we're developing is going to have an impact on other people, because we don't want the people to fail. We would want our governors, wouldn't we, our local or national authorities, to take good counsel with regard to the plans that they're making. And it's just as wise with regard to the business of the church. If we have some a purpose, either for ourselves or for our families or for the church at large, if we have some role of responsibility or authority, then we ought to seek out counselors in order to help us to discern what is the right way to do the right thing. Both of those need to go together. So as you think about the purposes that you have and the plans that you're making under God, remember that where there is no counsel, the people fall. Either you yourself or those who depend upon you need you to take advice, to receive counsel. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. It doesn't mean perfection. It doesn't mean that your plan will just soar on and nothing will happen. But it might be that in the initial stages in the development of the plan, or as the plan unfolds, you will be, by God's grace, given wisdom either to change it or just to stop it or to proceed with it in a way that secures a blessed outcome. It doesn't mean you need 1,000 counselors. It doesn't mean you necessarily need more than 2 or 3, but choose those wise, thoughtful, experienced and competent people who you know will speak honestly into the situation and will tell you whether or not the desires of your heart and the way in which you're going about seeking them are in accordance with the will of God and will bring glory to His name and will help you to do those things to his praise and for the blessing of others.